If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for yay or nay coordinator carousel. Do you want this guy to be the Lions' next offensive coordinator?
All right, guys. First name up is Scotty Montgomery, Lions assistant coach and receivers coach.
I would say nay. You got to have a sophisticated passing attack. And I'm sure that he's versed in that. I just don't know that he's at that position yet.
They passed over him last year. They didn't hand him play calling in season. Nay.
All right, another in-house name, Hank Fraley, Lions offensive line coach, offensive run game coordinator.
Again, passed over last year, didn't give him the job midseason, and I want him focusing on this offensive line reshuffle. I go nay.
I would be interested in this one. I'd say yay. And the reason is he's been there. He's there before Dan Campbell. And I think there is a case to be made for he interviewed last year for the Seattle Seahawks OC job, didn't get it. I know that his name is going to be tossed around again for some of these OC spots. I wouldn't necessarily just throw this one away. I would say yay.
All right, big name here, Brian Daboll, ex-Giants coach.
Interesting, because I know there's a relationship, obviously, between the two of them. They've talked about that in the scrimmages that they've had. I don't know that him as OC, his personality, and being a former head coach, I don't know that that fits for this team or for what Dan Campbell would need.
I'd say yay. If you want someone you trust who's called plays before, that's a huge check in the case of Brian Daboll. And again, I'm not asking him to run the football team. It went poorly in New York. Just run my offense. He's proven he can do it at a high level.
All right. Maybe stealing somebody from Ben Johnson. Declan Doyle. He is the offensive coordinator for the Bears.
So the Bears would have to approve this. I don't think they're going to do the Lions any favors. I'm going to go nay.
They would have to approve it unless it was OC / assistant head coach. That's where titles all matter, and it would be a promotion and title. I'm not going to say no. I would say yay on this one. I would need to hear more of the interview process, but we obviously saw what the Bears did offensively.
All right, name from the past, but actually has interviewed reportedly with the Lions already for the job. David Blau, who is the Commanders quarterbacks coach.
Interesting.
Greg's face said it all.
You're wincing?
He looks like he wanted to puke when I said that.
Oh, no. The one thing that I know about Blau is he is a really good offensive mind. I just don't know if he would be ready to be calling plays at this point.
Look, at some point, Sean McVay was a nobody and Ben Johnson was a nobody. So I don't want to write off young up and coming coaches. He played here. He knows the culture and he's taken on more creative offensive responsibilities since leaving the organization. I go yay. I'd be interested.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too, is Ben Johnson, when he was named OC, there was still this debate all summer. Was Dan Campbell going to be calling plays or was Ben Johnson? I don't even think they made that determination until they got into the training camp.
Yeah, I think the less known guys make more sense if Dan wants to keep his options open going into next season.
All right, next name, Davis Webb, Denver Broncos pass game coordinator.
Again, the Sean Payton tree, there's your familiarity quotient. Former NFL quarterback, young, considered a rising star in coaching circles. These guys all start somewhere. Yay.
They do. I don't know, though, that, I mean, the whole John Morton thing obviously didn't work out. It was that Sean Payton coaching tree situation. And I'm not going to say no on one guy just because another one didn't work out. I'd be interested, so I'm not going to say nay.
All right, another powerhouse name, former Cleveland head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Yay. I think he's a tremendous coach. Now, this is going to be one, though, where, like Dan Campbell said, if I'm calling plays, then you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your play caller. If Kevin Stefanski, I think he's only here a year, maybe two, and then he gets to be a head coach again.
Yeah, I think it'd be a rehab stint, coaching rehabilitation. He'd come in here, he'd run the offense, and then he'd probably leave. But there's nobody more qualified on this list than Kevin Stefanski. Yay.
All right, Tommy Rees, Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator.
So they gave him play calling duties in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. It's yes or no, I guess yay.
Yeah, I would say yay as well. I mean, this is a guy, he's got a ton of energy. I think he's going to be a future head coach. Again, it goes to if he comes here and does well, which we all want him to do.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's going to be a head coach.
That's okay. That's part of winning football games. Yep. We want to get back to that.
Shane Waldron, Jacksonville Jaguars pass game coordinator.
Nay.
Nay.
He flopped as the OC in both Seattle and Chicago. I don't need to see it.
No.
Nate Schielhaus, L.A. Rams pass game coordinator.
I would say yay on this one. And I remember when we were talking about, you know, whether it was Scotty Montgomery, Hank Fraley, the sophistication of the pass game, when you look at what the Rams are doing and McVay, I think I might say yay to anybody that's fallen off that tree.
Yeah, that tree has been mostly successful. There's always the risk you don't get to take Sean McVay with you, but I'm intrigued. Yay.
All right, we got a big name here, Cliff Kingsbury, who was the OC with the Commanders.
I think we could probably say this in unison. Nay.
Really?
And the reason I say nay is because his offense is based more on having a mobile quarterback. It was Jaden Daniels. It was Kyler Murray in college and with Arizona. So I just don't know that his style of offense fits with Jared Goff.
Well, and what do we want the Lions to really improve on? It's running the ball. It's firing out and setting up that play action. Cliff Kingsbury's more that pass heavy offense, and reportedly that was some of the conflict in Washington, as he wanted to throw more and they wanted to run more. Just feels like a square peg round hole situation.
A name you might have to wait on here if the Bills make a playoff run is Ronald Curry, Buffalo Bills quarterbacks coach.
I'm going to say nay as well, simply because he's used to working with Josh Allen. And Josh Allen is one of the best running quarterbacks that you have. His offense is designed around having that style of quarterback.
He can't teach Goff to do what Allen does?
So why is this guy mentioned? You've probably never heard of him. He does have a connection, was an assistant under Sean Payton back in the day in New Orleans. So that's the coaching tree Campbell comes from. Passing game guy. You always wonder how much of it is Josh Allen, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So nay.
Real quick, is he the old Kentucky quarterback? Ronald Curry, or am I thinking of something? No?
Carolina. I don't know.
No.
Oh, that's Carolina hoops, Greg's.
All right, no, he played receiver at North Carolina.
Okay, he did both. He was a two-sport athlete. Sorry to sidetrack us there. But
confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Anywho, finally, a name that just became available last night. Todd Monken, ex-Ravens OC.
I think this is my most yay of any of the names on the list. Run heavy offense, ran the offense, so there's a degree of, hey, I'm not rolling the dice with an inexperienced guy. Proven commodity, run game emphasis, yay.
Yeah, and it's not just been success with Lamar. He's been good at being a part of offenses that don't just have that mobile quarterback. I would definitely say a yay on this one.
The one concern here is it sounds like John Harbaugh was insistent he wouldn't move on from him in Baltimore. Wherever John Harbaugh gets a job probably brings him with him to be the OC.
He's not maybe a head coaching candidate?
I suppose he could be. There's your coordinator carousel.
I mean, I don't know that he's ready for that one yet, but we'll see.
Did I read he interviewed for the Michigan job? I think I might have read that. I don't know if he's going to be an NFL head coach this cycle. I think offensive coordinator, and I think the Lions should be reaching out and making a phone call. Here's your coordinator carousel, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.